Hi, this is Joe Patty. Thanks for listening to WRTI Online. This service is made possible through the support of WRTI's members. You can become a member, too. Since you're already online, just visit www.wrti.org and click the Become a Member link on the upper left corner of the webpage. You can also join us by phone at 1-866-809-9784. Your membership will help keep WRTI's broadcast and online services strong. And again, thank you. Now, on with the show.
Porgi Amor from Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, performed by our guest today, legendary soprano Kiri Takanua, with the London Philharmonic, George Schulte conducting. Dame Kiri Takanua will be appearing in performance at the Kimmel Center's Verizon Hall this Wednesday, October 24th at 8 p.m. She is currently on what has been termed a farewell tour, but when we spoke with her, she made it quite clear that this is not the end, but the beginning of a new and exciting phase of her already spectacular life. The word farewell is kind of sad. What is the difference between a farewell tour and a regular tour? Is this going to be a special kind of a presentation of...
Well, I'm saying farewell to certain towns, but it's not retirement and it's not death. So I'm not sad at all.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm not dying.
Well, no, the point is, you know, there's a finality about this kind of thing in terms of performance, and I'm sure that that's what you don't have that in mind.
But it's not emotional and I'm not sad about any of it. I've got such a life to go on with. I've got so many other things I want to do as well. I'm also looking forward to the next stage of my life, which is my foundation, finding the new generation of singers and helping them. From New Zealand, and there's many more things to look forward to. But so I'm looking forward. I'm not looking at sad or it's farewell, but it's not goodbye.
Yes, well, that's the right way to live in any case, no matter what you do. And of course, I was going to ask you about the foundation. When you started, however, there was no real help for young singers, was there?
That's exactly it, and that's why I've done this. Because there's no help for young New Zealand singers out of New Zealand, and there's not very much help in New Zealand either. So then they do have to leave New Zealand in order, if they're going to have some sort of a career. They certainly can't earn their living at singing in New Zealand.
So now, in actuality, is the foundation open to just New Zealanders?
Yes, well, I aimed for just New Zealanders because there are other countries in the world who have many more finances than our country. And so I say, well, look, I'll look after the New Zealanders and everyone else looks after their own people. This is what I thought was the right idea.
Yes. So how do you find your singers? Are there competitions within New Zealand?
No, I select. I get lots of applications, but there's no time. I select certain projects. The one project we've just had that has just been completed is the foundation has paid for a New Zealand singing teacher to go to England and spend 3 months fact-finding singing teachers, coaching, coaches, how much it costs, how much the schools are, what the schools expect, how the whole network works. And so she's been fact-finding. So now when any New Zealander has to leave for England or overseas, they can come to her or go into my website and ask the questions of what they need.
Is there an age limit?
No, there's not really. I mean, the thing is, the age limit will tell you that the singer is either not going to make it. I'm looking for the example, for the highest standard of singer. I'm not looking for college level or below the college level. I'm not looking from just the start.
I see.
I'm looking for the new professional.
And is there opportunity within New Zealand to study to reach that level of professionalism?
There's some sort of good study there. I don't dismiss any of the study that they're receiving in New Zealand. They have certainly got some study, but the thing is, the finer study is, of course, out of New Zealand.
Unfortunately, I think in the old days that was like that in the United States. A lot of people, especially singers, had to go to Europe to really train themselves on the operatic stage. And of course, it has changed, I think, radically now. But you are probably a pioneer in what you're doing.
I'd like to hope that it will inspire other people to do the same thing. Because if I'm doing it and other people are doing it too, we can all join up.
You mean other people in New Zealand or all over?
Well, I'm with certain other people all over, but we're certainly working with other foundations. I'm working with the Sir George Scholte Foundation with singers, but they help me and I help them. And I have another foundation, or several foundations in New Zealand, one in particular that I work with, another singer. And we compare notes all the time. If one singer, for instance, goes to her foundation and asks for money and she refuses, she tells me, and then I listen, and then that singer sometimes comes to me or vice versa. And we compare notes and we say, well, no, that's not the right, we don't want to give any money to that particular person. No, mm-hmm. Not just for the person, it's just that they've got the wrong thing that we want to do.
The wrong direction, perhaps?
Yeah. It all depends, you know, it just might be somebody who is not looking to go further than just get some money to sort of sit in one place and study, or it's not for the good reasons, the right reasons. It's all sorts of reasons. And we're very, very connected, all the other charities that I work with and other foundations. We're very connected.
A little bit about your career as well for our audience. You really have done just about everything in terms of the type of singing, the genre in a sense of classical music. You've done, of course, opera, which is, I guess that's the crowning achievement. And then you have kind of stepped out of the box a little bit. You did some Broadway, I guess it was with Leonard Bernstein when you did,
West Side Story.
How was that?
It was great. It was one of the, of course, great experiences. I was so eager to do it. I thought, oh, please choose me, because, you know, right from when that, I call it an opera, but when
yes.
that, his show opened, first of all, I always imagined that I would be doing Maria. For some unknown reason, I always fancied myself thinking, oh, yes, I'd love to do that. And I had the opportunity to do it with the great man.
Yes, and how was it? I mean, was he, I think he was a Renaissance man, but I just wondered how it felt, you know, working with him. Of course, it was his music and he knew what he wanted.
Yes.
So that must have been a totally new experience.
It was an experience, but I think he was just as nervous as any of us.
Wasn't Jose Carreras doing that with you?
That's right.
That's
yeah.
right. That was a while. I think I had seen something on television even.
That's right.
You had done a special. But of course, opera, your life, and would you say you were a specialist in any composer?
Well, I suppose certainly Mozart and Strauss was my favorite, but I'm not sure. If you call yourself specialist, then you put yourself up on a bit of a pedestal and think, well, you know, there are many specialists and they've all got their ideas. So it's best to say that I tried to do the best I could by the composer.
No favorites either, because that's a silly question to ask any musician, I think. But I think you do have
something.
You're
about the first person to say that, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that. I think you do lean to certain, one leans to certain things, I guess.
Yes, for sure. Yes.
And then, of course, you've done songs, and you did the magnificent Songs of the Auvergne, which just think that's one of the most gorgeous. Can you explain the language of the Auvergne songs?
It's evidently close. Now, if you go Portuguese, Brazilian, French, you've sort
okay.
of got the sound.
Wow. Well,
it's French.
It's old French. Isn't it old French?
Yeah,
very
no,
old?
It's dialect.
Uh-huh.
And it has a Brazilian sound to it. Now, when I had to learn it, I had someone from the area speak it into the tape, this old, lovely old man with a dog obviously sitting beside him wanting to go for a walk. And the man was sort of saying the words to me. And then my next person who spoke the words to me was Portuguese. And it has that sort of sound about it too. But it is, you know, I can understand it's in French, but it has a sound to it. It's owl when you say ooh. It's
uh-huh.
sort of an. It's not an ooh. It's a ooh.
Ooh.
And it's just different sounds in it. I mean, I can't recall any. I'd have to have it in front of me.
No, of course. But it's I guess it's the bailero or however they say
yes,
that.
Bailero.
Yeah. Bailero. Yeah. Gorgeous. I mean, that is one of the beautiful ones, and you really do sing it so exquisitely.
It's unique.
Do you have any particular preference? What are you happiest with that you have recorded? Do you have?
Well,
anything?
There's all sorts of things, but the very latest recording I did was with Carl Jenkins. That was a nice one.
And his music is nice. He's
yes.
contemporary, but very very interesting.
Yes,
you enjoyed that, huh?
Mm-hmm. I, that was a big project. It was wonderful.
Big in what sense?
Well, a lot of work.
I know. Why? Why a lot of work? Everything's a lot of work.
Over singing. I was singing with myself on many occasions.
I see.
Overtracking.
I see.
So it was hours and hours of overtracking and that sort of thing. That was quite strenuous.
And a new experience, I guess, too.
Yes, it was. It was wonderful. I loved it.
And again, I want to ask you again in this concert tour that you're doing. Do you decide what you really want to put forth? I mean, you want to show who you are or what you love or what your whole life's work has been. Do you want to say to the audience, here, this is who I am. You know me doing all of these things, but I'd like to do this for you specifically. Does that ever enter
your mind? I sort of feel like that. It's like in the concerts I'm doing at the moment, I always establish the first half as being seriously classical. And then the second half, I'm allowed to be a little bit more frivolous, I suppose.
What did you ever? Well, as I said before, you were really quite a Mozart singer for quite a long time. Of course, it's a different style than Strauss. I mean, one of course knows that. Any preferred roles that you've done?
Well, the Strauss roles, there weren't so many. So, of course, then I can say yes. The three I did were just fine.
Yes,
my favorites.
Right.
And then the Mozart roles I did, they were my favorites as well. You know, it's like reading a book. You can read a book and just remember pieces from it. But when you read a book, in my case, you have to remember every single word from start to finish.
Well, I guess you're writing your story as you're going along. I mean, you have been a star in the heavens of classical music. And of course, as I say, you've done other things and now you're moving on with the foundation.
Yes.
And it is an exciting period. But will you still be singing?
Of course, yes.
I mean, you perform.
For as long as I want to, not for as long as I can. I think just for as long as I want to.
That's a good, I was going to ask you that. Is there ever a right time for one to kind of sit and evaluate things and say, I think I better stop?
Well, with the opera, I did it on the night of my last opera, and I said, that's it. That's the end of that. So I will do the same with my music.
Is it a realization of, I don't know,
As with death and taxes, it's a realization.
It's a realization, and it's good to stop when you're at the top.
Well, I think you stop when you feel like it. I mean, I know some wonderful singers like Rosa Elias, who's, you know, of a certain age, and she's still singing.
Yes.
Because she loves it. And why shouldn't she be allowed to? If she's, you know, does these wonderful character roles, and she played my mother in Vanessa.
Yes.
And she was wonderful because she had such an amazing presence on stage, and she was one of. I think you do it for as long as you want to, not as long as you have to, or you know you think there's a required time. I think the required time is whenever you choose.
Well, I always think that that any kind a musician feels that way as well. You know, I'm talking about an instrumentalist.
Yeah.
But there is always that finger pointing at you, saying you really ought to keep up with this a little bit. Don't forget me entirely. And so don't you have to always practice and kind of, it's always there, isn't it?
Well, it never stops.
Yeah, it never stops.
Exactly.
Fortunately.
But I think the thing that would make me move out of this business sooner rather than later, the hotel rooms and flights.
I see.
That's the one thing that would be say, right, that's it.
And you, of course, will settle in New Zealand?
Eventually, yes.
Well, I just can't thank you enough for giving us this precious time.
Thank you.
I hope to see you at the Kimmel Center and the very, very best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.